The Slowdown is supported by W.W. Norton and Company, publishers of Poetry Unbound by Padraig O Tuama, a poetry anthology that offers immersive reflections, keen insights, and personal anecdotes on 50 powerful poems. Focusing mainly on poets writing today, Poetry Unbound engages with a diverse array of voices that includes Ada Limon, Ilya Kaminsky, Margaret Atwood, Ocean Vuong, Layli Long Soldier, and Reginald Dwayne Betts. Poetry Unbound, now in paperback. This fall, I spoke with listeners at the Twin Cities Book Festival about the place of poetry in their lives. This week, we're sharing their stories.
I am Melina Mungle, and I live in St. Paul, Minnesota. I'm a children's author, so I write primarily for children. I write picture books. I also write biographies, and I write short stories for young people. And I also write some young adults, and I have written some adult short stories as well. So I love writing. Poetry for me is a solace. When I'm going through tough times or when I'm stuck, I turn to poetry to help me recenter and redirect my thoughts. To help me sometimes get in tune more with my own feelings and thoughts, to help me appreciate language as well. I love using poetry with my students, and also just as practice, because there's nothing like a poem to help you get into the depth of words and the range of words that are available out there. So it's both a tool, but also a comfort for me.
This is Micah Kielbon, producer of The Slowdown. When working with poetry as your job, like it is mine, sometimes it becomes more tedium and less solace. I find myself needing a break or wanting to break something. If I'm smart or urged on by a friend, I'll go for a walk. And lately, when I do, the sky has seemed so big and beautiful that the clouds have made me cry. I can see the rolling hills of the cemetery in the distance and the mountains beyond that. And even if the sun has set, the smell of the evening and the motion of my legs on the pavement can set me free. Once I start walking out in the fresh air, everything feels alive again, even thoughts and memories that were stagnant in my mind just hours before. And then, when I come back to the poems on my desk, it's like they open themselves for me, and the words of the poets are alive too. I remember that even when poems are about the worst things in the human experience, war, grief, hatred, they still carry the joy of language, of this malleable universe of noises and symbols that allows us to express the pains and the pleasures. Today's poem is by a poet famous in his time for using what was called plain language. It still sounds a bit formal today. But the images ring timeless and true, personifying nature as full of joy in a way that pulls the speaker and the reader out of their own heads. I Wandered Lonely as a Cloud, or Daffodils, by William Wordsworth. I wandered lonely as a cloud that floats on high o'er vales and hills, when all at once I saw a crowd, a host of golden daffodils. Beside the lake, beneath the trees, fluttering and dancing in the breeze. Continuous as the stars that shine and twinkle on the Milky Way, they stretched in never-ending line along the margin of a bay. 10,000 saw I at a glance, tossing their heads in sprightly dance. The waves beside them danced, but they outdid the sparkling waves in glee. A poet could not but be gay in such jocund company. I gazed and gazed, but little thought what wealth the shoe to me had brought. For oft when on my couch I lie, in vacant or in pensive mood, they flash upon that inward eye which is the bliss of solitude. And then my heart with pleasure fills and dances with the daffodils. Do you want to share the role of poetry in your life? This week, we're asking our community to post their own slowdown stories. Head to our Instagram account, @slowdownshow, to find out how. The Slowdown is a production of American Public Media in partnership with the Poetry Foundation. This project is also supported in part by the National Endowment for the Arts, on the web at arts.gov. To get a poem delivered to you daily, go to slowdownshow.org and sign up for our newsletter. And find us on Instagram @slowdownshow. Special thanks to Eric Lorberer, Rain Taxi, and the Twin Cities Book Festival. Field production by James Napoli, Beth Perlman, and our host, Major Jackson.
Even before starting as host, the slowdown was part of my daily routine, and I know that's true for so many of you. You can celebrate this special time in your day with a donation right now. Head to slowdownshow.org/donate. Thank you.